going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, brought to you by Rebel Base Media. I'm Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder and all-round T-boy at Rebel Base Media. And today I'm actually joined by someone that you may not have met before, Rachel Smith, our wonderful marketing coordinator. How are you doing?
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sounds like it's nice to be here. It's like some morning show, isn't it?
Yes.
It's nice to be here. What are you promoting? Your new album? New book?
Yes.
New book. Oh, yes. Well, welcome. This is your first ever podcast, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, dear. How are you feeling?
Nervous, but excited.
Oh, nervous and excited.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, we will get through. That's good. I like the nerves are good. They keep you on the edge all the time, and they keep you, they keep you in check.
They keep
me in check. All right, I like that. Okay. So we're going to talk clickable timestamps, which is something that we're releasing today. But before I do that, of course, if you're not a Captivate.fm user, then you should be. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, what's this all about? What is this podcast hosting malarkey all about? Why is Captivate making such a big deal? Well, you can get 7 days totally free to try it yourself. Go and kick the old tires at Captivate.fm. And we've got some pretty sweet blog content and YouTube content coming out over the next few days as well, which, Rachel, we're going to get into in a minute or two, aren't we?
Yes,
we are. All righty then. Hey, we're also broadcasting this live to our very dedicated, very exclusive Rebel Base Media podcaster support and experience group. That is just for people that are using Rebel Base Media products, whether that's Captivate, Podcast Success Academy as a paid member, or podcast websites. I said that one, didn't I? I meant Captivate, and of course Captivate. I don't even remember what we do anymore. And Captivate, of course, how can I forget that one? So if you are one of those users, you do get access to our very special exclusive Facebook group where we do deep dive Q&As and so on and so forth, and we're broadcasting this live out there as we speak. So before we get into some content, we should probably do what the actual release is. So do you want to do like the drum roll? We should do like a bit of a drum roll, shouldn't we? We've not got any soundboards on this that have got a drum roll, but we could tap on it. Okay, what do we got? What are we releasing?
Clickable timestamps.
Clickable timestamps. This is actually something that was our very first feature request. So flashback to April 2019, Kieran went on holiday and he said to me, right, I'm going on holiday. I said, right, thanks for the heads up. And he went and I said to him, before you go, I want Captivate in alpha to be live. And he said, I don't want to do that because it's still very fragile. We've not finished building the thing. I said, I know. I want to really be able to push it out and kind of kick the tires on it a little bit. So I launched my podcast Accelerator show on there. But the only other person that we got on there was a friend of mine, Mr. Ian Anderson Gray from IAG.me. He's a wonderful live streamer in the world of content and very, very big in what he does and fantastic at it as well. Also a charming man and fantastic musician, FYI.
Good to know.
It is good to know in case you need a musician for hire. Mm. And Ian said to me on day one, dude, I need clickable timestamps. So 14 months later, you know, here we are. We now have clickable timestamps. So thanks, Ian, for the feature request. It was the first ever feature request, but I feel terrible. It took us 14 or 15 months to get it to you, mate. But today, clickable timestamps has launched. So what that means is that if you're kind of driving people to your website, because all podcasters want to channel shift people through from listening on an app, ideally to get them into their website so they can do other things with that listener, whether it's get an email address from them, whether it is, of course, like retarget them with things, get them, you know, get them to do something that is related to the podcaster's brand. What you can now do is you can give people a better experience. So the way to do this is you just simply, throughout your show notes, whether you do it in like a bulleted list or in brackets or whatever, if you type a time in the following format, so like 01:43, that will take someone, it will automatically turn that particular format of number into a clickable link that when clicked will take you to 01:43, minute 1:43 seconds in to your podcast on your embeddable player. Now, this is live right now on Captivate sites. So if you go and edit an episode or if you publish an episode today, I did it on Spark Rebellion as a little test. All you need to do is go to your show notes, type in a timestamp, and that will automatically turn into a clickable link on your show notes on Captivate sites. It's also live in Captivate Sync, which is pretty sweet. So on Captivate Sync, it does the exact same thing. And What's really cool about this, we were talking about this earlier when we did the release notes, it's quite intelligent. So you know if you type in a time that doesn't exist, so you've got a 10-minute episode, and me, like a klutz, I might type in 12 minutes 51 as a timestamp. It doesn't exist because my episode's only 10 minutes. Captivate's smart enough to know that that ain't a timestamp. It's not going to turn it into a link. It's really, really cool. It also knows, like I did this in testing, like if you type in 0172, so 1 minute and 72 seconds, Captivate knows that that's not a real thing as well.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd do.
Oh, I did it like three times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, easily. I'm like, how many seconds are in a minute? Why do we
60.
Need to know that? Are you sure about that?
I had to think about that, but it's 60.
That is, it's definitely, seconds. Yeah. That's not changed. Right.
No, I don't think that has changed.
Woo! Oh, good job. Might have had to do some redevelopment work there then. Good job. So that's clickable timestamps. It's a really cool feature. It's live now on Captivate Sites. It's live now on Captivate Sync. We also have a tutorial landing very, very shortly. In fact, I think it'll already be out by the time that you're listening to this, over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rebelbasemedia. We've got a tutorial on how to add clickable timestamps within your podcast show notes using Captivate and, of course, Captivate Sites, Captivate Sync, and the embeddable player. So thanks, Ian, for the feature request. Sorry it's taken so long to get it to you, but it is a pretty sweet, a little sweet release, isn't it? So let's talk about some content. You know, this is a short form podcast, but as you can tell, I can talk nonstop. So, you know, thanks for sitting there quietly and letting me just ramble on. That seems to be what people do. Just look at me out of pity.
Can't get a word in it.
I know, right? Honestly, I'm terrible at this.
Blimey.
I know. Terrible co-host. Whoa. I am a terrible co-host. So we've got some content coming up this week. What's going on? What are we putting out?
So hopefully we're going to get a big piece on marketing. So we've got 14 growth tips for how to market your podcast. And we've also spoken to a few of the Captivate podcasters. So we've got 6 really good marketing tactics, tried and tested, proven marketing tips from your fellow podcasters as well. So we've got that coming very, very soon.
That's pretty sweet. So it's all about how to market a podcast. Because we did the monetization thing a few weeks ago, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Where we did like 15 monetization techniques. But you can't really monetize if you don't have an audience. So marketing's very, very important. What were some of the things that came out of the trends of speaking to the podcasters? Was there anything that kind of came out as a repeated trend?
It seemed to be social media.
Okay.
Primarily, and also networking and guest strategies as well. So that's something that I definitely want to focus on, is getting a really solid guest strategy and hooking up with other guests and things like that.
That makes sense.
Networking opportunities, definitely.
That's interesting. That, like, are you thinking, is it like online on and offline, or we're talking
both? Yeah,
really.
Business, so networking, offline, local business.
Wow,
even those avenues as well.
It's pretty old school.
Mm-hmm.
Like people actually going out with business cards.
People going out.
Yeah, fair play. Thank you, COVID. Good Lord, bloody COVID. Oh dear. Well, that's pretty sweet. And so that's coming out this week, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. What we got on the accelerator as well, that's all monetization stuff, isn't it?
Yes, Patreon.
Focusing
on Patreon this week.
Oh, that's right, I recorded that last week, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I recording this week? But it's not coming out this week, it'll be next week.
No.
Oh man.
We exist in the future.
We do. This is apparently called planning. Yeah. I'm not very used to when it comes to my content. So. All right, this is cool. Well, listen, thanks for joining us on Captivate Insider. Rach, thanks for coming along, and we'll get you on every episode now. So thanks for coming along, and well
Thank
done
you
on your first
me.
Podcast.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you a round of applause. That's it. I'm sure everyone else is
thank
doing the
you.
Same. This is awesome. So thank you for joining us. Go and check out Captivate.fm if you're not using us for your podcast hosting. You really should be, because it'd be rude not to. And you are missing out on a heck of a lot of benefits when it comes to growing your audience. And of course, thank you to everyone that supports us through, well, everything that we do. And of course, go and try out clickable timestamps right now. And once more, big thank you to Mr. Ian Anderson-Gray for the very first ever Captivate feature request, all the way back in our alpha in April 2019. So until the next time, thanks for joining us this week. And until next time, just keep on talking. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.